The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Under Medicare for All, we cover all basic health care needs, so they're not going to be there to do that. I suppose if you want to work on that nose, they can do that.
So basically, Blue Cross Blue Shield would be reduced to nose jobs.
Something like that.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
God rest her soul, and your mom's still alive as your dad passed. God bless her soul.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me... Up here.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, you got the Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We certainly do appreciate it. We'll see if we get to the phone lines today. Not quite sure. We've got a lot to talk about. And as much as we love taking phone calls, sometimes we have so much to do, it really kind of takes us off track.
We were on a roll last week, so I want to just keep rolling.
There's so much to talk about. We have a doctor that's going to be joining us this morning. Dr. Popper will be calling in just a little bit, and we'll be talking about the masks, about some of the
about the truth with COVID, right?
The truth with COVID, yeah. What's going on? You know, the New York State, Cuomo's taking victory laps. The media's cheering up. Look at how great we are in New York.
But I want to remind everybody,
New York has 25% of the total deaths in the country. Just to remind
everybody, amazing accomplishment
for those that say that. Well, look at Florida. See how bad they are.
Yeah.
Florida just crossed 4,000 deaths.
Yeah.
New York has 30,000 deaths. Yep. So let me just say that again. Florida crossed 4,000. New York has 30,000.
Yeah, but there's way more people that live in New York.
Not anymore. So tell me again how New York is doing such a much better job. Cuomo is such a much better leader than Governor DeSantis.
I'll tell you why, Glenn, because they saved the most vulnerable of New Yorkers.
No, that didn't happen. We've got more deaths in nursing homes than Florida has in its entirety.
That's right.
So tell me again, folks. Tell me again, media. Tell me again, guests on wherever from ABC. I don't know. Tell me again how New York is so great and how they've done such a wonderful job in killing 6,000 seniors and 30,000 people. Tell me again how this is Trump's fault, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me again. I'm just so tired of it. I'm so tired of the media. This is, by the way, how I understand now how Hitler did it. Yeah. I get it.
Right.
I mean, sad as to say.
You get a group of uneducated people together, and man, some things.
I'm not even saying that. The media, the propaganda from the media, I've never seen anything like it.
It's unreal. Everything is scare. I was texting you the other morning. I'm listening to the news talk in the morning, and I'm listening to some of these interviews. And it's the one gentleman says, "Well, I don't know what we're going to do about school in the fall, but I'll tell you what, I'm very nervous for my children." Why?
Wow.
There's a 0% chance they die of COVID. So if you were to say, and to be honest, okay, I'm nervous that my kids might give it to my mom or dad or something. Okay, well, that could be an argument. But when you come out on radio or TV and say, I'm nervous for my children, that's a BS argument, right? Yeah. There's a 0% chance. You should be much more nervous driving your children to school back and forth, because there's a way, way higher probability that they're going to die in a car accident than they will of COVID.
Yeah, same thing with the flu. There's a much higher probability they would die of the flu than they would ever
much
die.
Much higher die. Much higher probability. Right? We're at 0% for COVID.
Right.
Zero.
I mean, the flu
across the world.
The flu hits kids the most, and yet when we get a flu outbreak in a school, we don't close it.
No.
We don't sanitize it.
No.
We don't.
We don't even send the kids home.
We don't send the kids home. We never send the kids home.
Even that kid. Little Billy's in the nurse's office for the day.
That's right. We don't force every kid to wear a mask, right? Mm-mm. So now there's the thing. If Trump doesn't start stepping up faster here and start to get to cut out some of the deep state and the CDC, he's going to continue to have these problems.
They are overwhelming the system right now, right? Taking down statues, painting a BLM everywhere they want, right? It's not their property. Who cares, right? And we're just watching them do it. I mean, when did the Patriots step up?
Right. Yeah. When do the Patriots step up? Because I personally have had about enough.
Yeah.
I mean, this morning, by the way, they took down the yesterday morning they took down the Columbus statue in the city of Buffalo.
So sad.
Now, me as an Italian American, that offends me.
Yeah.
I'm offended now.
Right.
Right. I'm gonna come up with some sort of a slogan that has a 3-letter acronym. And I mean, Italians are stupid.
Italians matter.
Italians matter. Right. Original Italians matter. I guess, you know, founding Italians. This is so stupid.
Yeah.
Because Columbus is so offensive.
Right.
I mean, seriously, right. Did Columbus own slaves?
Well, they took down Lincoln's statue, too.
Unreal.
Remember what he did, Glenn?
Unbelievable.
I thought he freed the slaves.
You want to talk about ignorance. In Rochester, they took down the Frederick Douglass
statue. That's right.
Now, I'm not saying that the officials did it. The Antifa protesters did it.
Right.
The difference, though, in Buffalo is that the officials did it.
Yeah.
The officials did it.
Right.
Right? Byron Brown, the Common Council, you wizards of smart, and Byron Brown personally. Yeah. I think he's a good guy, actually. But you wizards of smart, you took down a statue to Columbus. Why?
Byron seems like a nice guy, and I've always
said
that.
What are you putting in his place?
He seems like the kind of guy you'd want to go out and have a beer with and hang out next to, but he's totally useless when it comes to being a mayor. And you know, I know there's a lot of people that say, oh, well, he's done a good job. No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't. The school system sucks. The graduation rates stink, right? Never once do I hear out of Byron's mouth, we can do way, 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 way better. Not a little better. Not let's just get. We're spending $30,000 a child in that school district, and it's a miserable failure, right? Mm-hmm. There's still the east side of Buffalo looks like a war zone. I never hear him talking about any of that stuff, right?
No, okay.
Never hear him talking about any of that stuff. So to say he's a good leader, he's been sort of useless, and I guess that's better than getting involved when you're a Democrat, because when they get involved, things get worse, right? That not better, but. That he's certainly not done a good job. I mean, we need somebody with a set of stones that's going to come in there and say, okay, enough is enough. Guess what? Oh, guess what? Hey, we're going to support police officers and put them on the east side where there's crime. No kidding.
Yeah.
That would be a great idea, right? Let's start pushing these dirtbags out of the city, not welcoming them in, which is what we're doing now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now we're saying, okay, we're going to get some social training for the police officers. You know what? You know who needs training? The animals who are smashing windows and stealing Nike sneakers. That's who needs training, not the police officers.
Well, we'll talk more about that because we've got crime rates and shootings in cities like New York City and Chicago going up 200%.
Going to get worse, Glenn. Get worse.
200%. That means it's basically tripled, right?
I'm not telling police officers what to do, but I got to be honest with you. I think there's going to be a lot more police officers that start to say, I don't think I'm going to run into that building and try to save lives. I'll wait till they shoot each other, and then I'll just go pick up the bodies.
It's just getting to a point where if we don't stop. Now, I know that the Attorney General launched and the federal government launched a operation recently. They just announced it in the last couple of days in Kansas City, and I'm sure that's
Atlanta too. I think
Atlanta. Well, Atlanta, the governor is sending in the National Guard. So, so what the president's now doing is AG Barr talked about this operation. I can't think of the name of it now, but he's sending in the FBI, he's sending in the U.S. Marshal, he's sending in whatever he can, basically in response to a 6-year-old child being shot in the head in Kansas City. Now, this is on top of the child, multiple children shot in Chicago. Meanwhile, they're painting a Black Lives Matter mural in front of the Trump Tower. That'll help.
Yeah.
That'll help that 6-year-old. That'll help the inner city. That mural in front of the Trump Tower will absolutely stop violence in the New York City.
You should see
the crime rates decline almost immediately after that mural is completed.
My guess is in front of Trump Tower, that's probably a pretty crime ridden place, right? I would think.
Speaking of
8-year-old, by the way, killed in Atlanta. By the way,
speaking in a 1-year-old too.
Yeah.
8-year-old in Atlanta, 1-year-old in Chicago. Disgusting. Ugh. Speaking of murals, I don't know if you caught this or not. I don't understand this. I don't understand this. So you can paint a mural and get away with it. You can paint a mural all over the streets. So you get a permit for this, or they just do this?
I think there's both.
So they painted the mural.
I think they actually did get permits for some inner city places, said, okay, yeah, you can change the street name and paint all over it if you want.
So two white people in California, apparently.
Yeah. Well, you can't do that.
Painted over Black Lives Matter, and I think they made it All Lives Matter,
right,
or something like that. Or maybe it was Defund the Police, and they changed it to
regardless,
Defund the Police. I don't know. They changed something.
Somebody painted it at first, which, if that's a crime, they should be prosecuted, right?
Right.
And then the people who painted over it, if that's what you're going to do and you set precedence, then okay, you can. But they didn't do that, right? The people that painted over the Black Lives Matter, they're now going to.
They're being charged with a hate crime.
Right.
A hate crime.
A hate crime for painting over something.
Did Jussie Smollett Are we prosecuting him yet? Or is he getting away with this?
No, he's getting away with it.
What a joke. All right, we got to take a very short break.
Whatever happened to that story, by the way?
Oh, gone. Yeah, I thought he had federal charges.
Just like COVID in a protest. Yeah. It just disappeared.
Wow. Whoa, do you know? All right, we got to take a very short break. We're going to talk a lot about, basically, those are our topics for today, folks. I've got more to get through.
Oh, we just started, folks. Yeah, we just started. We were on a roll last week, and we're going to get fired up for an hour and 45 more minutes.
We'll talk about this on the other side of the break, more about these memorials. They desecrated the 9/11 memorial in New York Village.
Disgusting. Folks. Disgusting. What is wrong with these people?
When do we start?
Where does your message come from? A 9/11. You know how many different – everybody passed away, right? Yeah. Black, white, tall, yellow, blue, green. Yep. You're talking a few thousand people were killed during that day. What is wrong with these folks? What is wrong?
So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the churches being stormed by Black Lives Matter. This is now Black Lives Matter is now turned into a full blown terrorist organization.
Yeah, and needs to be treated as such.
Needs to be treated. But at some point, you're going to have these churches and folks starting to gather their own defense, and that's right. Really not going to end well. So we'll talk more about that when we come back on the other side of the break. If need is throughout the week, folks, of course we do manage money for a living. You can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Whether you're down in South Florida, right here in Western New York, or over in Rochester, we've got offices to cover you. You can reach us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS. That's 833-FIN-GUYS. Or go to our website again at thefinancialguys.com. All right, very short break. You've got the Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We'll be right back on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. And again, folks, we're going to talk a lot about a lot of different things today, all over the board, COVID, schools, statues, all that stuff. But if you need us throughout the week, again, we do manage money for a living. Give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS. Locally here in Western New York, 716-633-1515. And, of course, always go to our website, thefinancialguys.com.
Can I just switch gears here for a little bit? Well, I guess not really switching gears because we don't really have a gear, right? We're like a race car just shifting all over the place. But Erie County businesses issued violations for not following face mask guidelines this week, okay? Now, according to this article, there was 7 restaurants that they hit up, and I won't mention the 7 restaurants because I'm disgusted by it, but they also hit up the Boys and Girls Clubs of Buffalo.
Yeah.
I can't think of a bigger dirtbag move. If you're a county official, what goes through your brain to walk into a Boys and Girls Club of Buffalo, the very place where some of these inner city kids can get away from their crack addict mom and their sperm owner dad who they don't know, right? Mm-hmm. This is a great opportunity to get these kids off the street. It is a place that some of these kids take advantage of to get away.
Yeah.
And you're going to go in and cite them for a violation?
Disgusting.
Restaurants are hanging on by a thread.
Yep.
It's like they beat them.
Wear your mask.
And then they just get the chance to maybe like stand up just a little bit. And these county officials come by. These are the folks that never got picked for dodgeball, right?
Yep.
And this is their payback. This is now they've got some power. Yep. Somebody gave them a badge. I'm the mask official. I'm going to come in. I can't imagine what goes through your little brain to walk into these places who are barely struggling and say, I'm going to cite you for a mask violation.
Let me tell you about the Boys and Girls Club. First of all, we called down this week and offered to pay part of their fine if there is one, okay? Because if people really want to have an impact and help inner city kids, that's what you do. You step up and you put your money where your mouth is, right? So if they got fined, I'm not sure if they did. We've got a message into them. We will pay all or part of their fine, the Financial Guys. Okay?
You know what we should do is also pay their legal fees to go sue the state for some of this ridiculousness.
Well, years ago, 20 some odd years ago, we've always done a lot of charity work, whether it's Roswell, Make-A-Wish, Mikey's Way. When I started really early on in our career back at Payne Weber, I was on the Youth Services Committee for the United Way. Mm-hmm. And eventually, working my way up kind of the head of that committee almost, and doing a lot of reviews of different organizations. Some organizations of Western New York are lousy. Mm-hmm. Some are fantastic. And, you know, as that on that committee, our job was to go in and review these different agencies. And, of course, I looked at it from a financial aspect. You know, how much? What was the cost per child? What was the outcomes? Mm-hmm. You know, were they actually achieving the outcomes that they said they would and so on and so forth? And there are certain, you know, companies and not-for-profits that clearly were just created for a paycheck for the executive director.
For-profit.
Okay. But the Boys and Girls Club is not one of those organizations. The Boys and Girls Club always did they always got an A rating from me because they always did a lot more with a lot less. Their cost per child was less. The tracking was amazing.
Yeah.
The education programs, the nutritional supplemental programs, and just the idea of giving kids a safe outlet to get off the streets and to congregate with their like-minded peers in a safe setting. I can't tell you what an awesome organization the Boys and Girls Club of Buffalo is. And so if you haven't, you know, if you're so charitably inclined and you still actually have a job, just throw them a donation, folks. Yeah. They could use some help.
I'd like to find these government officials.
Unbelievable.
I mean,
just
you are a dirtbag, by the way. If you're walking into the Boys and Girls Club and citing them for a violation.
Well, first of all,
if you're walking into one of these restaurants that are barely surviving after their stupidity of COVID in a box, and you're going to cite them for a violation, let me let you all in on a little secret. Most of these the restaurants are barely hanging on now. They don't have money for a violation, right? Yeah. There isn't money in the coffer. And for all you government officials, and you're the ones who call in and go, well, that's the rules. They need to stick by them. I would like you to give up your paychecks for a little while, right? Yeah. You know, it seems to me that the calls we're getting on the never openers are the ones who are still collecting a state pension.
Yeah.
Who've never missed a paycheck, right?
Yep. Yep.
They're the ones who are hiding from COVID in the never openers, right?
Yep.
But their paychecks gets deposited every week. I don't see one of them say, hey, you know what? XYZ Texas Red Hot place is going to get hit with a violation, and because my paycheck comes right in from the taxpayers in New York, I'm going to sign it over to them. Not one.
The business owners in this state are just getting absolutely abused, and half of them, by the way, are just going along with it. I listened to BN yesterday morning. I heard some of the folks in the Galleria Mall, we're going to have signage 6 feet apart. You can't enter my store without wearing a mask.
Right.
Well, guess what? I won't be entering your store.
You won't.
I won't.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know what? You're going to see retail continue to struggle until we get rid of these masks and people can have the freedom to walk in.
Yep.
And we need to get there, folks. Like now.
Jeff Bezos will own half the world.
He will.
Right.
Right. The very people that they proclaim to hate the left, right? These big box stores, they'll be the only ones left. They will be the only ones left. Although I am thankful, though, the Galleria Mall is opening now, so they must have figured out the air conditioning unit that does kill COVID. So I'm thinking maybe we should all just hang out there because they must have found it. They must have found the air conditioning cure. As Andrew said, they couldn't open until they found that. So
this is to a point of just lunacy. I mean, we have a death rate now. You know, at first when you start talking about 5-7% death rates, you think, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary, right? Then as it gets down to 1-3, you think, okay, that's better. The death rate now is like 0.03%, which is the same as the flu.
That's including the car accident victim and the heroin overdoses as well.
Exactly. Now, is this more transmissible? Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, again, you know, there's those that died from COVID versus those that died with COVID.
Right.
And the CDC themselves changed it to say, yeah, roughly a quarter to a third of those deaths were actually people that died with COVID, like George Floyd, who clearly didn't die from COVID. He died of COVID, right?
So,
you know, it's just it's when you look at the numbers and you boil them down, right now we're about the same as the flu from 2 years ago. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have more of this, right? But, you know, how long do you look at it in a calendar year? Do you look at it as – so I don't know. It's just – to me,
and we've said this forever, not to sound like a broken record, but you looking at COVID in a box, which is what these never openers are doing, is they're looking at the only thing that's out there is the death of COVID as opposed to the people who are going to die of suicide, alcohol abuse. Yep. I mean, kids have been
overdoses.
Abused during this time frame, right?
Overdoses have gone through the roof.
The suicides, the anxiety and stress, by the way. Stress is one of the biggest killers for folks over time, as it could erode your body. Right. This will be unprecedented when it comes to the stress levels that many are going to face over the next 1 to 5 to 10 years. I mean, there's going to be businesses that just never make it out of this. And some of these people, it may take a decade to get their lives back together from this whole thing.
Well, I talked to one of our clients, so I won't mention his his business, but he has a business in the Galleria Mall, and he said flat out, he's like, I'm just not reopening. Not doing it.
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
The Galleria Mall.
Because between the risk of the regulators, the risk of the lawsuits, what am I going to gain?
Right.
You know, well, all of my employees have to wear masks. That's none of them want to do that. Yeah. It's hard enough to get employees to work, let alone get them to wear masks. And now this is where I don't get it. Mnuchin's out there talking about another round of unemployment. But this time we got to make sure that people don't make more unemployment
than
they were making
keep
before.
Keep them whole for the next 6 months?
How about no unemployment?
That's right.
And people go back to work. How about that? I don't know. Just a thought.
No.
Just a thought.
No.
Just a
That's
thought.
Crazy
I'm
thinking.
Just thinking. I'm just
That's
thinking.
Crazy thinking.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is the time, again, for the conservatives to stand up and say enough is enough. Enough is enough. We've had enough. It's over. We were told we couldn't overwhelm the hospital systems. We did that. That's time to go back to work.
Well, the propaganda in media, though, we talked about that a little bit earlier, and just really is unbelievable. In New York, or in Miami, headline reads, Miami hospital almost at full capacity in their ICU. Now, first of all, it's just one hospital. But most importantly, when you actually read the article, you realize that 70%
– car accidents.
Well, are
other things.
Other things, right? Only 20% of the ICU is actually COVID. So you mean to tell me you were already at 80% capacity from the drug overdoses, the car accidents, the heart attacks.
Well, what's happening now is, especially in the state of Florida, is because they're out and about now and they're doing – now we're going back to – I want to call it a catch-up. But what I mean by that is you've got more people traveling now. They're out and about. The car accidents are starting to come back, right? Also, people are less afraid now in the state of Florida to go in when they're having chest pains, right, when they're having complications. And so they're going in now as opposed to a month or two ago where they were hiding and scared that they weren't going to be able to make it out of the hospital because they were all going to die of COVID.
Perfect. Well, this is perfect timing. This is our guest here calling us. Let me grab her if I can. Hello, Dr. Popper.
Pamela
yes,
Popper.
It's me.
How are you? Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
I have to be honest.
I appreciate you asking me. Thank you so much.
I'm going to say this right off the bat. I love your last name. So we're going to say that a ton.
I got to find the clip of Joe Biden, though, where he calls another Dr. Popper Dr. Pepper. So if I make that mistake, it's because I got Joe Biden on my mind. So I apologize. We just got about a minute and a half until the break, and then we'll come back and do a couple segments with you, Doctor. But give us a little bit about your background real quick, if you can, please.
Okay. Well, I'm the founder and president of Wellness Forum Health in Columbus, Ohio. We're an international company. We do business in 33 countries. And basically what we do, and it kind of goes to the topic we're talking about, COVID, we specialize in informed medical decision-making. In other words, we have huge libraries and 3,500 hours of online classes that teach people how to be better consumers of health, looking at risks and benefits of drugs and procedures and supplements and diets and just anything that has to do with health. And so investigating this COVID thing is just sort of like what we do when something new comes up. And we've been in business for 25 years. We own a school. We train health professionals. In addition to the services that we provide to consumers, we train professionals to do what we do too.
Wow. Fantastic. All right. Well, so we're going to take a very short break, Doctor, and then we're going to come back. I want to ask you some questions about, you know, masks and, of course, the transmission rates and all those things. So if you could just hold with us for just a second, we'll be back with you.
Fine.
All right. We're going to take a very short break, folks. We're going to come back on the other side of the break with Dr. Pam Popper, and I'm going to talk to her about really COVID and informed actual science behind it. So stay tuned. You got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We'll be right back here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
The story was an American and a Russian arguing about their two countries. And the American said, look, in my country, I can walk into the Oval Office, I can pound the president's desk and say, Mr. President, I don't like the way you're running our country. And the Russian said, I can do that. The American said, you can? He says, yes. I can go into the Kremlin, to the General Secretary's office, pound his desk and say, Mr. General Secretary, I don't like the way President Reagan's running his country.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. We've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And just before the break, we introduced Dr. Pam Popper, and she is going to kind of announce a new program, or she's creating a new, I guess it's called Citizens in Charge. So yeah. Pam, if you could just maybe, again, just give a quick background on who you are and what you do. And what you're trying to do, right? You're looking
for people to join your cause, and I think that would be great to understand what that cause is.
Yeah, so our cause is Make Americans Free Again. That's the website, makeamericansfreeagain.com. Mm. You know, during the last few months that this COVID thing has been going on, it is breathtaking how our rights have been taken away. I mean,
scary.
I never dreamed in a million years that within this period of time, we could literally lose all of our civil rights, where we're allowed to go, who we're allowed to be with, how many people, the way we have to dress, we have to mask, and all this sort of thing. And none of it is constitutional. None of it will survive a court challenge. And so, and I think that, and what inspired me to start this group is we know what the inevitable end of this is going to be. You gin up all this fear, and then you can justify requiring everybody to get a vaccination. Mm-hmm. And there's some new technology Mr. Fauci, I refuse to call him doctor, by the way, but Mr. Fauci and Bill Gates and the people who think that they should be running our lives right now are very fond of, and it's a tattoo technology that it literally gives you an immunity passport. And I think what's going to happen, they're doing this in other countries already, is we're going to get jabbed at the door and we'll have our permission and cops will walk around with smartphones and figure out if it's all right for you to be outside. And really, this is worse than anything that's ever happened in the history of the world. I mean, Hitler is probably smiling from the grave and thinking, my gosh, in all of my diabolical life, I probably could never have thought of anything so terrible to do to people. Mm-hmm. And the only way we can overcome this really is to say we have to take charge of our lives. We have to vote the terrible people out of office who allowed this to happen or actively participated in it. And anybody who is in favor of any of this has to go. And furthermore, if we band together, you know, 70, 80 million people, tens of millions of people, we can just refuse. Right now, there are not yet camps to put everybody in. They can't really, like, lock us up for refusing to do things. I'm sure that's coming later. But right now, we still have the right to refuse. And if there are enough of us refusing, there's not much they can do.
What's scary is just 2 or 3 months ago, and like you said, this would never happen in America. No, it would never happen. No, they can't do that. They can't make you wear masks. They can't tell you can't talk to your friends or your neighbors or see your family. No way. No, you can't tell me that I'm not going to be able to see my grandmother in a nursing home for months. No way. But everything I've said no way to is way.
Yeah,
it's happening.
Exactly. And it's only because we've allowed it to happen. They actually can't do these things.
That's right.
And what's happened is everybody fell into like a stupor. And I think, I think one of the reasons we were all locked down is forced to stare at the TV and brainwash people. And a lot of people did get brainwashed, terrified about this whole thing. They're convinced that there's a terrible thing going on, and there's nothing going on.
As a doctor, you know, it's amazing. I was talking to Glenn this morning about the misinformation when it comes to specifically scaring children. I heard somebody on an interview earlier in the week, and he said, well, I'm worried about opening schools because I'm just really nervous about my son and daughter. And I'm thinking, why? Like, the mainstream media has brainwashed parents to the point where they act, there's a 0% chance your son or daughter dies of COVID. A zero. That's what the probabilities are. Zero.
Well, there's not a much bigger probability than anybody under the age of 80 is going to die of it either. Yeah. And it just doesn't make any difference. None of this is based on fact. It's all ginned up nonsense. It's absolute nonsense.
Pam, here's what I hear from a lot of the elected officials. I heard Mark Poloncarz in Erie County recently say, facts matter. Truth matters. Look at what this person said, Mr. Fauci. Look at what the state health commissioner said. But yet none of them have actually cited, and they were talking about masks in that case. You know, masks work. Have you seen any? I have not. I've looked everywhere. But have you seen any studies, Pam, that show that masks are effective, whether that be flu or otherwise?
No. And I'll tell you something that's really interesting is that if there's never been a study done on what would happen if you masked an entire population or anybody in particular for most of their waking hours. And so we're doing a grand experiment on millions and millions of people, and it's really not allowed. Again, it's not allowed. So, and I personally, you know, it's 100 degrees in the shade here in Columbus, Ohio, and I walk around. I refuse to wear a mask. I've never worn a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask.
Me too. Yep.
I walk into the grocery store and just look like you are kind of a frightening creature. I think if they ask me, like, why are you not wearing a mask? I'll tell them that, you know, I have a health condition. If they ask me what it is, I'm going to tell them I'm horribly psychotic, and I can tell you what happened the last time somebody tried to make me do something that I didn't want to do. Well, it's not pretty, and really, sometimes the people closest to me get the worst of it, and right now you're standing, like, in my space, so you might want to move over to the produce department there.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what I tell them. I say, just simply, they say, do you have a mask on? I say, no, I actually want a healthy immune system. So please don't force me to have a bad immune system, because I understand how the immune system works. I'm not a doctor, but I learned at a small young age that when babies come out of the womb, we are very protective of them because they have not built up their immune system. But we build up our immune system by touching stuff and putting our hands in our mouth. And all of that used to be, you know, the norm, right? When I was a kid, it was the hot dog dropped. It was a 5-second rule. And we pushed it to 10 at some points, right? But that's what built up my immune system. And now we're telling everybody, you should hide from all this. My prediction is, I'm not a doctor, but I've been spot on exactly. We have been spot on with this whole thing to the point. And my prediction is these masks will kill so many people over the next 20 to 30 years as their immune system gets suppressed. And add on with that we're wiping down every little thing. And what's going to happen is somebody's going to get like the normal pneumonia or something, and their immune system's not going to be able to handle it anymore 10 or 15 years from now. And I say the same with my kids. People are like, how do you not have a mask on? I'm like, well, because I want my children to have healthy immune systems. Thank you.
Exactly.
If you want your immune system to be compromised, you wear that mask. God bless you.
There's so much filth right now. I mean, the people are walking around in these masks, and it's, like I said, it's 100 degrees in the shade, and you can see the sweat. So all the germy bacteria is trapped in that mask. And the other thing, too, they need to be discarded every day with a new one. So if you looked at the amount, the budget that most people would have in order to have a mask to wear for every family member, every day for the next 90 days, for example, in Franklin County where I am, you know, it's beyond the most household budgets to actually do this properly. But, you know, when you take a look at it, it's almost that there's a deliberate intent to sicken the population. And the first thing was sheltering at home. And in fact, there are so many ironic moments in this whole thing, but the Emperor Cuomo in New York, I don't call them, we have rulers now, we don't have any elected officials. So we call them emperors and empresses and kings and queens. And so the Emperor of New York, Cuomo, actually got on TV one day, had a lovely chart, and it showed that 66% of the hospitalizations had come from people sheltering at home with no contact with the outside world.
Oh my God, you sound just like us.
Comprised 18%, right? So much for it's great to stay home and away from everybody.
Right.
And then.
Right, but can I stop you for 1 second, doctor? Like, we looked at that chart because we did a whole show on it, and we thought you'd have to be an absolute moron to not look at that and say that didn't work. But yet, New Yorkers, 7 out of 10 of them said, this guy's a genius. So let me get this straight. He forced everybody to stay in a little box in New York City. We clearly know that didn't work because 70% of the people going into the hospital with a severe case of COVID did exactly what he told them to do, which is don't leave, don't touch anything, right? So what did they do? They brought COVID in their house and sat next to it for 2 weeks and got sick. Meanwhile, that same study, by the way, less than 2% of hospitalizations with tough COVID cases were folks that said, you know what, I'm not listening to you at all. I'm not wearing a mask and I'm going to go out and do whatever I want to do. So those people were healthy. It doesn't my 9-year-old could figure that out.
The funniest thing, though, is at the bottom of the chart, it has a statement, stay home, stay safe. Because it's working out so well.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Right. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. We did a whole show on this.
And
we're like,
some of the other, we call it great moments in public health. And every week in my video clips, I feature some great moments in public health. And one of my favorites was the guy who went to a drive-in movie and was told he had to wear a mask in the car.
Yeah, that's
so
my
writes
favorite.
To me, and he says, what do you think about this? And I said, well, apparently, you are not aware of the terrible impact that COVID can have on cars. And if you can't afford a new one this year, you better wear your mask. Yeah. I mean, really, if you're in the garage alone with your car, you really should wear a mask. Because, again, if you can't afford a new car, you really, really want to be careful. And of course, it's just ridiculous. And of course, then there were the state of Oregon Health Department had a thing on their website about the only safe sex is sex by yourself. And they actually had tips for how to do that, including tuning into sexting sites so that you could have some social interaction.
Well, my guess is the public officials had a little bit of skin in the game. No pun intended. In those websites, I bet, right?
Yeah, no doubt, right?
Yeah, well, that's the Empress Kate Brown, I think is her name, in Oregon, that came up with all of that.
The amount of stupidity is just frightening. Amazing. It really is.
Let me ask you about the schools, Doctor, because now you're seeing that fight begin, right? As we approach September here, and in some states, even August, where schools open, like in Florida, Governor DeSantis down in Florida has basically issued an executive order saying all public schools must open this fall. Meanwhile, in New York, Cuomo's talking about maybe shutting, not opening up. And of course, President Trump came out this past week and said, hey, we're going to cut off your funding if you don't, open. And of course, Governor Cuomo said, we don't get that much from the federal government, right? What are your thoughts when it comes to schools? I mean, all these folks in Florida are up in arms on these moms' websites, these Facebook moms groups, because, their kids have to wear masks all day and they don't think it's safe, blah, blah, blah. I'm personally not sending my child to school if he has to wear a mask all day. It's not going to happen. Yep. But what are your thoughts? I mean, what kind of damage does this do to not only the psychologically to children, but, potentially medically with these masks sitting in class all day?
Well, we're talking about the dystopian places that we used to call schools, right? These aren't schools anymore. These are prisons, and nobody should send their children there. And just FYI, one of the things that we did, because we know that parents are very concerned like you are, is we built a huge resource center on that MakeAmericansFreeAgain.com website for homeschool. And we even have personalized assistance. You honestly can't figure it out on your own. I have people one-on-one that will walk you through how to pull your kids out of school and school at home, actually homeschool. And so I think 40% of parents, or the data show, are planning not to send their children to school. And of course, I think that's the only answer because of what you said. You've got health implications of wearing masks all day, but there's another bigger issue that we have to think about. Is what the message that you're sending to children when they go to school under these circumstances. You're teaching them to be afraid of other people. Yeah. You're teaching them to be afraid of their environment. This constant hand washing, they're going to be afraid that at any moment they're going to be struck with some dreadful disease that could kill everybody, including them and their family. And we call that hypochondria, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so grooming children to be in this fearful state is one of the crimes against humanity that the criminals and the despots who are running things right now are inflicting. And it's just, like I said, Hitler smiling from the grave, thinking I could never have invented anything that would be so diabolical.
That would control people the way it has in such a quick manner.
Well, certainly the Democrats don't care about education. So, having a year off of school and having uneducated people in the world for them is actually works out real well.
Yeah. All right, easier to control, for sure.
Here's the thing. Despots and people who are in power often start to do stupid things because they stop thinking clearly when they get full of themselves. And so this is a part of there are several things going on right now that are backfiring. One of them
hold one second, okay? That's a great tease. Can we keep you to the other? We're just going to take a quick break.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's a great tease. That's and if you good. Don't mind sticking with us, that's awesome.
All right. Sure. Perfect. All right. You've got the financial guys. By the way, folks, if you need us throughout the week, we're talking about COVID today. We have Dr. Pam Popper on with us, and we're going to be talking with her for another segment here. You can always go to our website, thefinancialguys.com.
We'll have a link, by the way, for Make Americans Free Again, which is what her mission is, by the way. And hopefully we can link that to our website. Can we do that? I'm looking at Kelsey.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. We will have that up on our website for sure. So stay tuned, folks. We have another segment coming up here. Don't miss that. Again, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for all the information on everything we do. And we'll be right back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, along with Dr. Pam Popper here on the live line on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
It's a write-off for them.
How is it a write-off?
They just write it off.
Write it off what?
Jerry, all these big companies, they write off everything.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Do you?
No, I don't.
But they do. And they're the ones writing it off.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930.
Alrighty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And before the break, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking for the last 20 minutes or so with Dr. Pam Popper. She is setting up a website, or has set up a website, Make Americans Free Again, and really coming up with all sorts of resources to really fight back. I mean, what we're going through in this country, I hear about science, 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 and I'm tired of hearing a guy like a Poland Cars or somebody like that saying, it's all about science, it's all about facts.
Well, it's all about their science and their facts.
There's no science. There's no science behind this whatsoever. None. I said before, in California, the science was you can't go in the dry sand, only the wet sand. But the science in New York City said you can go in the dry sand, but you can't touch the wet sand. Yeah. It was the exact opposite.
They're only in agreement, though, if you protest, you cannot get it. That right, just seems right. Like that's okay. A theme. That's yes. A theme. Yeah.
So before the break, you were just about to we kind of held it over as a tease. So I didn't mean to cut you off there, but if you could just go with – we were talking about schools. We were talking about masks. We were talking about resources.
Yeah.
We sort of cut you off, had to take a hard break there.
The despots behind this really have a plan. And where they are starting to screw up is the school thing, because the ability to perpetrate this fraud is dependent upon having a certain percentage of the population that are stupid. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I used to try to be politically correct.
You're spot on. And they've accomplished that, by the way. We've been calling it the dumbing down of America, and the Democrats have done that, right, with the Department of Education. And being, like in the city of Buffalo, they're very proud that the graduation rates went up from like 39 to like 41.
Because that's a big improvement.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah. So anyway, what's going to happen, however, a lot of parents found out when their kids got sent home that they're not learning very much. I mean, one of my friends took over homeschooling the grandchildren because her daughter was an essential worker and found out that her grandson was able to complete his schoolwork in 55 minutes a day, okay, coming from one of the best school systems and the best with air quotes around it. So I think that they did not count on that level of noncompliance, people just saying, I'm not sending my kid to school, I'm going to homeschool. It's going to affect their funding. They will lose some funding because of the number of kids who are not in the building, and they will lose control over a significant percentage of the population. And parents are finding out, particularly using our resources, how easy it is to homeschool. Everybody thinks you've got to do chemistry lessons at the kitchen table. That's not the way it works at all. There are all kinds of fabulous programs out there. And your kids learn a lot more, and they have more family time. There isn't any of this 4 hours of homework and a sleep-deprived kid who can hardly keep his eyes open at 5 in the morning and on and on and on. So we're very excited about that. We're very excited to have a resource center for that kind of thing. And I want to tell you, we just have to talk about, you mentioned the science, and I have to share something with you. I don't know if you know about this whole episode, but it just goes to what a criminal Fauci has become and has been for a long time. But this really shows you how he doesn't follow the science. So did you hear about the article in The Lancet that was retracted?
No.
About hydroxychloroquine? Oh, this is just take a minute, and it's worth sharing. So, you know, the president said hydroxychloroquine works. It does work.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
yes.
So this company claimed to, this author, lead author from Harvard University Medical School, claimed to have hired this company called Surgisphere that did this massive surveillance to look at all of the hydroxychloroquine treated patients worldwide, and they concluded that hydroxychloroquine killed patients. All right, so this comes across, I'm a lowly naturopath, right? So so people like Fauci look down on me. So anyway, this thing comes across my news feed in the middle of the day. I've got 50 things going on. I look at it for 5 minutes, and I said, the number of hospitals that these people claim to be reporting on for the United States, that's more than our taking COVID patients. There's something wrong with this. 5 minutes, I look at it. I'm going to look at this a little bit later. On the news that night, on that press conference that they were doing for a while, Fauci says, it is absolutely definitive now. We know hydroxychloroquine is a terrible drug. We've got to use remdesivir. Of course, he has eight or nine Gilead representatives on his advisory board at the NIAID. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, this whole thing came apart, and as it turned out, one of the researchers at Surgisphere was a science fiction writer who dabbled in fantasy art. The marketing person was an event planner who dabbled in being an adult escort. There were only 6 employees of the company, and they made it all up. Like, people started, the foreign countries started calling and saying, listen, they're reporting more COVID patients than we had in the whole country on the date that they did this. So anyway, the data were all made up, and they ended up retracting the article. And that Fauci got on national television and said this. Now we have this massive data set. He actually looked like it was serious. And now we know we can't use this drug anymore. So that's the science that we're using. This is the person we are supposed to follow.
Well, why hasn't President Trump fired him?
Yeah, why hasn't Trump fired him? I just don't get that.
Well, I wish I had access to Trump. If you know somebody who can get me access, because I've developed a very detailed plan about how he could fire Fauci and resume those press conferences and every day start educating the public about the terrible misleading information that Fauci and Redfield and Birx, all these people, the criminal activity they've engaged in, and bring real doctors who have real data and let them tell everybody what's been going on. And I think that the whole thing would come on, the whole thing would be over by a week from Friday.
He should
go back to having his rallies. It is not unsafe to go outside and stop this ridiculous temperature taking and using the fake tests. The tests are fake. People are sending unused swabs and they're coming back positive.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So you know what the error rate is for the PCR test? 100%. You know how we know that? Because they used it at Dartmouth University when they thought they had a whooping cough outbreak about, I think it was 2006. They had sent home 1,000 workers to stay home because they thought everybody had whooping cough, and they had thousands of people tested. At the end of the day, the error rate was 100%. Not a single person had whooping cough. They gave out antibiotics. They vaccinated hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Nobody had whooping cough. They're using a fake test to do this.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Remarkable.
I mean, but I did see that study, by the way, and I did read into the background of that company, and it was basically there was no credibility to that company whatsoever. So for Dr. Fauci to even cite that as a credible study, I said a long time ago, in our business, we have to disclose all of our conflicts of interest. Like if we're buying stocks ahead of our clients, we have to report all of our trades, everything else. Why don't these politicians have to do the same thing? I mean, that's the crusade that I'd like to get on.
Well, this telling the truth thing, when I started my company, the whole thing, we're going to tell the truth about health and medicine, and who knew you could build a whole international brand just on, we're just going to tell you the truth. Okay, that's like what we do. So what do you guys do? We tell you the truth. And that's like what you do. That's like the whole thing. Yep, that's the whole thing. Okay, because there's so much lying in medicine and health that you need somebody to tell the truth. And when people see, and by the way, we can teach anybody how to look at data. And understand it. I mean, it takes 25 minutes to show somebody how to read studies. And I have to say this because I've just blown my own horn a little bit. When this whole COVID thing started, this is how I knew my company was doing great work. We have only had three, not 3%, but three, 1, 2, 3 members worldwide, our whole worldwide database, who bought this nonsense. Only three. Our people knew from the get-go this was nonsense. And I thought to myself, 25 years of training people how to look at health information and know what's going on, we really did a great job. So that's what being informed is all about, and that's why and the uninformed population is the only reason they're getting away with this right now.
Mm-hmm. So makeamericansfreeagain.com.
Yes.
And then you have a resource we were talking about the break there for lawsuits, for those that want to go ahead and file a suit against the anti-constitutional, wear a head veil deal here.
And that's right on the website, right?
Well, we're working on that. We have the Resource Center built for homeschool. And we did that first because parents really needed to make decisions about this right now. You can't wait until mid-August. Mm-hmm. So we did that first. Right now we're building out the lawsuit center. And what this will be, we're gathering up every lawyer, every lawsuit that's ever been filed against any government entity, whatever. And so here's how this will work. Let's say that you live in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, and you want to file a mask lawsuit. So what you would do, your lawyer would go to whoever's going to represent you, goes to our website, and you pull off the complaint that was filed in Palm Beach County, and you just substitute the statute numbers and everything for Cuyahoga County, and tomorrow you go file it. It makes it easier. We can get people together to file bigger lawsuits. They find each other, more people joining as plaintiffs. We can probably get some things certified as class actions that way. But we have to make this not fun for them. And one thing that I want to get into doing, and I'm working on this right now, is suing them personally, because then they have to go out and get their own lawyer. The government doesn't pay for their representation.
Nice.
So anybody who's listening to this, when you sue, sue all of the individuals on the council, for example, or the commissioners or the city council or whatever. Sue them all individually, personally, and then they have to go get lawyers and pay for it themselves.
Perfect. Dr. Pam Popper, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'd like to get
you
on in future weeks here if you're okay. I know you're going to go busy, and I hope you go more viral, and gosh, the America needs you, that's for sure.
Thank you so much. All right, we'll get you on the podcast as well. All right, take care. All right, that's Dr. Pam Popper. You've got the Financial Guys. They have a whole other hour to go. We'll see you on the other side of the break here right on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Open the curtain, please. We are introducing New York State Clean hand sanitizer made conveniently by the state of New York.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
This is a superior product to products now on the market. Purell, competitor, New York State Clean. It has a very nice floral bouquet. Little I detected lilac, hydrangea, tulips. What is melody?
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. You got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And thanks again for joining us, folks. For those of you that were tuned in to the first hour, you know that we had Dr. Pam Popper on. She has a couple of things that she's announcing, her Citizens in Charge and MakeAmericansFreeAgain.com. She is a homeopathic doctor that is really trying to fight against some of this lunacy. And when it comes to the mask wearing, let's be honest, you know, there's no science behind it. And I'm really getting sick and tired of people saying, it's the truth. It's the science. Look at the science. Look at the data. I read on our podcast, if you missed our podcast, folks, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com or radio.com. You can find it on iHeart as well. Or you can just go to iTunes, Spotify, all those places. But we talked about, you know, the CDC studies that they had done. Now, I don't believe a lot of the CDC. I think there's a lot of deep state stuff there. But what the CDC did is they looked at studies from 1946 to 2018. So it was 70-some-odd year block of time. They looked at four major databases that have all the different studies throughout the world. They looked at random controlled trials, not this conjecture of, well, it seems like it might work. In theory, it would work. No, not in theory. They looked at actual, you know, clinical random trial type studies where they used influenza and they had different people wearing masks, you know, the sick person, the non-sick person, both people. They did it in the home. They did it in dormitories. They looked at studies that were done in pilgrimages, a Hajj pilgrimage, and things like that. And guess what they found? All of those studies, not a single study showed that wearing masks were effective. In fact, if you look even further into the data, the N95 masks typically screen out particles that are less than or more than like 0.3 microns or something like that. It just so happens that COVID, like a lot of other viruses, are less than 0.3 microns, which means they go right through even the N95 masks. So, you know, is there some effectiveness maybe of people sneezing on you or coughing in your face? Yeah, I suppose. But I think that's just part of like basic hygiene, right? Like we don't walk around pre-COVID coughing in people's faces and sneezing all over everybody. No, we have, you know, you cover your face, you cover, sneezing your arm or whatever. And those are logical type of things that we have always done without a government bureaucrat or an executive order mandate forcing us to do those types of things. So I was thinking, you know, earlier, and we're going to talk to have a couple more guests this hour, but, you know, I was looking earlier at what was going on this weekend. And, you know, sadly, it's the Taste of Buffalo this weekend, right? So we're losing yet another festival. But yet somehow when the protesters get together, we'll rope off the area for them. No problem at all. Can't go down to Taste of Buffalo. Can't have a food festival. No. That would be too many people. But hey, a protest, no problem at all. So they're doing this virtual Taste of Buffalo. Stop it. It's just stupid. I'm sorry. I feel for the restaurants, but seriously, stop in the Tops and get your takeout order of your That's not why people go to Taste of Buffalo. They go to Taste of Buffalo because they want to see the restaurants. They want to try the different foods. They want to walk around in a festival-like atmosphere and enjoy the downtown area. They don't go to take out food and take it home. Really, if we're going to be dumb about shutting down things like, you know, the Taste of Buffalo, then just shut it down. Don't do this stupidness, in my opinion, of, hey, we'll just do a virtual thing. That'll make a lot of sense. Anyway, I have yet to see one doctor. If you're a doctor and you want to come on this show and you want to talk about the studies that show that face masks are effective, don't just say it's truth, it's facts, it's science. I want to know what specific study, which specific medical random controlled trial type of clinical study can you point to that shows that these face masks are effective? All I have seen is these doctors we talked in the last hour, Mr. Fauci. We're not going to call him Dr. Fauci anymore. He should be stripped of his credentials. Mr. Fauci came out, and he blasted hydroxychloroquine because there was one study that definitively showed that it had other side effects, including heart attacks, and it was ineffective against COVID, and it could not be used. They found out after the fact. They retracted that study because it was all made up, basically. They had a science fiction writer on their staff. The firm that put it out there was completely discredited. And yet Mr. Fauci has yet to step back up in front of the podium and say, whoops, I was wrong about discrediting hydroxychloroquine. By the way, he was the one who actually signed off to approve hydroxychloroquine to treat things like COVID 15 years ago. So these folks, why Donald Trump is still allowing these folks to be in Washington or part of his administration in any way, shape, or form is beyond me. But anyways, I digress. We're going to welcome a special guest here, Todd Akinger, who's been out with us many times before. Todd is a real estate agent here in Western New York and a friend of the show, a friend of Mike Lomas and myself, and I wanted to give him an opportunity to highlight some houses. But before I do that, Todd, I've got to get the COVID update on where we're at with the wearing masks inside of houses that are vacant by yourself.
We're still holding fast on the same rules. We're supposed to be doing it, and, you know, I do it just because, if I remember correctly, it's up to a $2,000 fine. I don't think they've removed that if you're caught, and you know, we're licensed, so they can yank our license if they so do choose. And you know, entering a house without a mask is not worth me losing the business I've taken almost 12 years to build.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Have you heard of any of your colleagues that have had any issues with regulators or getting fined or anything like that, or is everyone pretty much abiding by the government mandate of wearing these useless masks?
I haven't heard of anybody getting busted for it yet, but I do know at one point there was actually people that had too much time on their hands and they were watching us, like agents were trying to set up other agents. So,
nice.
You know, yeah, those people need a hobby. I got a couple of things around my house they could do if they needed something to do.
I don't know. Maybe how about going out and selling homes? How about doing your job, right? How about not sitting home and collecting unemployment and doing nothing and turning to other people and actually going to work? But that, again, I digress. So tell us what you got for us. I know we're going to try to help you out and get your, you know, keep your business roaring. I know Western New York and upstate New York in general has continued to be a pretty hot market as the rest of the state goes into the toilet. Western New York seems to be so far so good. How long that lasts, I don't know. But tell us what you got to highlight today and what's available out there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Buffalo and Rochester are still doing great. There's multiple offers. If you're looking to sell a house, it's a great time to do it because they're going quick. And, you know, some people are always concerned, well, you know, I'm going to sell for more, but I got to buy for more. But, you know, that's the good news. One hand washes the other, because if you're, you know, a first-time home buyer, you're going a little deeper. I mean, and that's just the reality of the world right now. But I've got a house over on Fawn Trail, 26 Fawn Trail, that's going to be open Sunday from 1 until 3. It's in the West Seneca Township, Orchard Park School District. So again, that's 26 Fawn Trail. And I got to tell you, one of my favorite houses of all times, second time I'm selling it because these folks are moving out of state. 11431 Renee Court. It's got a potential fifth bedroom in the basement. Coolest basement ever. But I mean, this house has two screen porches. One's on the second floor, which is one of my favorite parts. One of the bedrooms has a loft. Three of the four bedrooms have their own bathroom. I mean, it's just, it's an amazing house. It's on a corner cul-de-sac lot that backs up to farmland that's just vacant. Nobody's farming it. Nobody's nothing. It's just trees and brush, and you're the best neighbor you could have short of a cemetery behind you for quietness, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, I mean, if someone's interested, look up 11431 and Renee Court. Come out and visit us Sunday from noon to 2, or make a separate appointment.
Yeah, now, Todd, if people want to make an appointment, they get a hold of you. Where do they call?
716-912-8684. And as Mike always says, if you guys want your house talked about here on WBEN and the financial guys, call me. I'm the only one doing it.
There you go. 716-912-8684 for Todd Akinger. Thank you, Todd.
You bet.
Hey, one more question. Actually, before I let you go, I'm sorry. I lied.
No, go ahead.
One more question. I just stopped top of my head just thinking about it. You know, I know you guys had to wear masks going into some of these places, but, you know, what do you do for other people that want to see these houses? Do you require them to also wear masks going in?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody's warned. Like right now for open houses, you know, you need a mask. We're going to sanitize your hands. Everybody's going to have hand sanitizer. You absolutely positively have to do a sign-in sheet because if someone comes back and they have to do that tracing, we have to be able to supply them with a list. So it's monkey see, monkey do. What I have to do, everybody else has to do.
What about those that are medically unable? Because that was a specific exclusion in the executive order that Governor Cuomo put out. Have you had anybody or any issues with people saying, you know, I have asthma, I have COPD, I have other medical issues that do not allow them to wear a mask? Do you give them a pass and an exception, or do they get turned away at the door?
I have not come across that, but if somebody has a medical condition and they can show me, you know, prove to me, I'm going to let them go. You know, I mean, I'm not judge and jury, and if Cuomo says they're good, he's unfortunately the guy pulling the strings right now, and I got to listen to him so I don't get, you know, have to go back to driving a truck for a living. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Some days I miss that. But, you know.
Sure. Exactly.
I'm not looking for a career change, but I'm absolutely, you know, going to work with people and do my best to help them and take care of them.
That's the right way to be. I just wonder how many places are going to be served with lawsuits under the Medicals, Disabilities Act, right? So you've got, you know, obviously there's a huge part of folks out there that have, you know, issues that that don't allow them to wear a mask, let alone just not wanting to. So anyway, Todd, thank you so much. I do really appreciate it. Again, if you want to see your house highlighted on this show to get your house sold quickly, you can reach out to Todd Akinger, friend of the show, at 716-912-8684. Thank you so much, Todd. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Thanks,
Will. All right. Take care. Appreciate it. All right. That's Todd Akinger. Again, if you want to reach out to Todd, you can give a call at 912-8684, or you can go to our website and call our office, and we'll refer you over as well. All right. Got to take a very short break, folks. You got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We'll be right back here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
Forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
You're listening to the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at *930.
Alrighty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas again here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And, in addition to, you know, obviously the folks that we have as kind of friends of the show, if you just heard in the previous segment, Todd Akinger joined us. He is a real estate agent here in Western New York and highlighted a couple of homes. You can always reach him again at his phone number, 912-8684. You can always call our office as well at 833-FIN-GUYS. That's 833-FIN-GUYS. Or again, locally here, Western New York, 716-633-1515. But the Financial Guys have a lot of internal departments as well. We have Financial Guys in the insurance agency. We have property and casualty through Queen City Financial. You hear Michael Spiraza oftentimes on this show helping people save money by shopping 25 companies in just 14 minutes. And so you can always utilize that department as well. And, you know, it's interesting that really where we've had our vision years ago was to really create this one-stop shop. And just to take a second to talk about that, you know, lots of folks are, you know, astute when it comes to investing their own assets. And, you know, we have seen a lot of folks that are experienced, or maybe they're in the industry. They've worked for a bank, or they've been an analyst, or they've been a portfolio manager. But yet they come to the Financial Guys to move their wealth over, to have us manage their wealth as well as their financial planning. Why would somebody do that? Well, there's a lot of reasons, right? So, you know, yes, you may be, you know, okay at managing your own assets, but, you know, if you're approaching retirement, I had a recent meeting with somebody, and I said, you know, here are the other services and things that we can do for you. Oh, you want to retire at 60? Well, you're going to need some health insurance to bridge that gap between 60 and 65. Brian Janik can help you with that. He's on our Financial Guys Insurance Agency team. Oh, you're going to need Medicare when you turn 65, and you want help in reviewing all the Medicare plans. That's right. We offer basically all the plans in Western New York and Erie County we have access to. And if we don't, we can certainly advise you to say go talk to this other company and send you in that direction. We have that here in-house as well. We could bring in our Social Security claiming strategist. So when you approach the time to take your Social Security, do we take it at 62? Do we take it at 66? Well, we're going to bring in our financial planner and our certified Social Security claiming strategist to analyze the optimal way to draw that Social Security. And so, you know, when all is said and done, we can look at your taxes. We have independent tax folks in-house. We have independent attorneys that we work with both in-house and out-of-house. Tom Canavo Law is right within our building, but we also have Alan Spencer we work with at McGavern, McGavern & Grimm. Mike Kelleher's old friend of ours. We've worked with him for many, many years. And others as well, Richie Grimm and a lot of different fantastic associates that we've worked with over the years. So we truly are your one-stop financial shop. So we can really start the financial planning process, but then bring all those different things. Last thing I mentioned during that meeting was, oh, by the way, we can help you protect your assets from a nursing home. That would be Charlie Spiraza, the head of our estate planning division, talking about asset protection, which, by the way, we have a seminar coming up, a virtual seminar, of course, a web demo. This, I believe it's this Wednesday night, but again, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. It's Estate Planning 102, which I think is July 15th, which I think is Wednesday. So, but again, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You can go to TFG Academy and find out all of our virtual sessions. We're hoping to get those sessions back in live in person at some point when Emperor Cuomo decrees that it's okay for us to gather in more than groups of two. We'll certainly get back to doing our in-person academy sessions. And for, again, so all the things that we do, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, and you can find out all of our different departments and TFG Academy. But that's why we are a one-stop shop. That's why people come here, even though they may be well-versed on investments and have done well, even sometimes on their own. Certainly we can help in all those different areas. And, of course, when it comes to our wealth management team, 180 years of investment experience, just to highlight a few of those folks. John Thurr, 40-some years in the industry, chartered financial analyst. He is one of, co-heads our private wealth group along with Paul Meeks. Paul Meeks, the largest tech manager in the world back during the dot-com bubble, 2003, managed the tech portfolios for Merrill Lynch. He's been with a number of fund families over the years, and now he's running our team. And Paul Meeks, still considered today as one of the foremost tech gurus on Wall Street, and as a result, he's on CNBC just about every week. Dave Mariocker, a colleague of mine for 25 years, one of the most talented stock managers that I have ever worked with. He's absolutely phenomenal. And then, of course, Danny Neiman, who heads up our investment team as our chief investment officer. So really, again, a one-stop financial shop helping you from wealth management to retirement planning to estate planning to asset protection to property and casualty, better known as homeowners and auto, liability insurance, Medicare, and so much more. Use us as a resource, folks. Give us a call at the office at 716-633-1515, 833-FIN-GUYS, or, of course, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. Also on that website, by the way, you can catch all of our social media stuff, including our podcast, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter feed, and YouTube channel. We are active in all of those places. For those of you that have had a chance to listen to our podcast, make sure you go and check out the video portion of the podcast on our YouTube channel, where you'll find other educational information and other types of videos there as well. I keep talking about doing some rants and things like that, and we just haven't had a chance to get to those yet. So at some point, maybe we'll get there. But anyway, so before the break, we were talking with Todd Akinger. We were also talking about some of the masks and some of the rules that are out there. And I'm just wondering when somebody's going to file a civil disabilities act lawsuit for being denied entry, because you wouldn't deny entry to somebody who is in a wheelchair, right? You wouldn't deny somebody entry to your building because they can't hear or maybe they're blind, right? What if somebody has breathing issues? What if somebody has COPD? These are all things that nobody seems to talk or care about because it's, whatever Cuomo says is what we're going to follow. But it seems to me like, we're going down a path of just absolute lunacy here. Whether it's, having a virtual taste of Buffalo, which honestly has got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. But yet we can protest. That's no problem at all. Or just getting to a point where, this lunacy in the media and this rage and insanity that the media is turning us into. I mean, the media is literally turning people into just literal monsters. It's absolutely crazy. This out of California, of course, right? Security guard charged with murder after shooting a man who entered a store without a mask. A guy had a flat tire, just wanted to wait for a tow truck inside the store. But, of course, he didn't have his mask with him. So he gets into an argument, long story short, with the security guard at the store. Next thing you know, a fight ensues. The security guard's wife pulls out a gun. And as this man's walking back to his car, essentially the security guard follows him and shoots him in the back, all for not wearing a mask. What are we doing, folks? We're talking now about keeping our kids home from school in the fall. Honestly, do we want to have a generation of uneducated kids? I mean, do we want to have this? Look at this generation. Look at the generation of 25-year-olds. Those are the kids that 12 years ago were screaming and kicking in the aisle because mom wouldn't buy them the lollipop, right? These are the kids that were having full-blown tantrums and mom going, oh, it's okay, little Billy. Everybody gets a trophy. These are the ones that are tearing down statues today. These are the same kids that are throwing Molotov cocktails into the police precincts. These are the same kids that are slashing and burning and looting today. What are we going to turn these kids into in this next generation when we decide that, you know, one life is more important than an entire generation of education? I mean, it's getting to a point where we need to start to weigh the pluses and minuses here, right? And we've said this from the very get-go. Nothing happens in a vacuum. Everything has consequences, right? Driving has consequences. If we're going to go down the path of Governor Cuomo of every single life matters, right? No amount of economic activity is worth one grandmother's life. Well, if that was true, we have thousands and thousands of women and children that are killed on the highways each and every year in this country. 55,000 fatalities a year, driving fatalities in this country. If we could solve that right now, we could solve that right now by all agreeing to drive 10 miles an hour. Wouldn't it be worth just that one life? I mean, that's the philosophy, right? That's the mindset. That's the argument that these liberals make. No amount of economic activity is worth one life, and yet we lose 55,000 lives a year because we refuse to drive at 10 miles an hour. Why do we refuse to drive at 10 miles an hour? Well, because that's got other consequences, right? And we understand those other consequences. The consequence of not having economic activity, not having a robust economy, sometimes means more people are in poverty and more people starve. And that's not a good that's not a good trade-off either. And so everything has trade-offs, right? In this case, it seems as if we are way beyond the rationale, which we have been way beyond from the beginning. And now we're to a point of just absolute, you know, in my opinion, lunacy. So anyway, all right, folks, we got to take a very short break. We'll be back on the other side of the break again. I got some videos to talk about, and we're going to talk more about some of these statues and monuments, including the 9/11 monument that was sadly destroyed in the last couple of days. We'll talk about that. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We'll be right back here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We've got The Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas again here on The Financial Guys Radio Network. And we're just talking before the break about just some of the lunacy. I mean, the media has made people nuts. I mean,
crazy.
When a security guard ends up getting into a fight with somebody because they're not wearing a mask and ultimately a gun battle ensues, what are we doing?
Right.
And yet—
And a virus that is 0.0003 death rate at this point.
If you're a medical doctor and you want to prove me wrong, please call in.
We'll have you on the show.
Just point me in the direction of the study.
Right.
Just point me in the direction of the random – because, again, the CDC, not that I trust the CDC, but they reviewed every single study regarding flu and the wearing of face mask in every single language from all four databases from 1946 to 2018. So they're just reporting the results of those studies, which, you know, tells me that you know, they're not, you know, putting their grubby hands in it. Of course, at the very end of that, we talked about this in the podcast, it says, but in theory, masks should be helpful. What do you mean theory?
We have not one study that says they do anything. Theory, however, they should stupid. Be stupid. And I said in the podcast, in theory, welfare should work, but it doesn't. But it doesn't. In theory, socialism should work, but it doesn't. Right. So,
so this is really sad. I just want to mention this. This is to the point now where we've just gotten to a point of absolute lunacy. The 9/11 memorial was desecrated in New York Village this week. Now,
how sad.
I don't know if they have cameras in these things.
I know.
When are these folks going to be arrested?
Arrested, prosecuted, and put away for a long, long time. So teach them a lesson.
So this happens in New York. This happens in Oregon. This happens in Buffalo, right? This happens in these types of places. Rochester, New York, we saw the statue of Frederick Douglass tore down. I mean, this is insane. In Texas, they tried to desecrate the Alamo, and guess what? 1,000 armed Texans surrounded and protected it
exactly
by themselves.
Exactly what needs
this
to happen.
This is what we need to start
doing.
That's
right. Real patriots.
I'm not saying go out and go, you know, go armed, but I'm saying we need to form a barrier around some of these things.
Yep.
So let me just read this. A memorial honoring five firefighters who died during the Muslim terrorist attacks of September 11th was desecrated in Washingtonville, New York. Mm. The park was vandalized and an American flag was cut down. Vandals also scribbled something on the flagpole, but police declined to disclose the message. Mm. A nearby Catholic church was also targeted. Five firefighters from the small village lost their lives in the terrorist attacks at Memorial Park, and the Memorial Park is a beloved part of the community. It brought me to my brought tears to my eyes because I lost a lot of friends, and it's still hurting. First responder Ronaldo Robledo told News 12.
So
they
sad.
Picked the wrong village here for this to happen, says Mayor Joseph Bucco, told the television station. Assemblyman Colin Schmidt, a Republican, denounced the attacks. Evil and hate targeting our community last night, said in a statement. The depraved desecration of the Washingtonville 9/11 Memorial and St. Mary's Parish Center is indefensible. Why? Police are offering a $5,500 reward, and FBI is reportedly investigating. When do we find these people and put them in jail? Put them in jail. I'm so sick of this. Let me just play this video clip, though, because this is what this is all about.
Put them in jail, make a statement, and this stuff will end. But trust me, these are suburban punks that are doing most of the stuff.
These are absolutely suburban punks. Yeah. This is let me just prove to you in about 59 seconds why this has nothing to do with statues, has nothing to do with slavery, has nothing to do with slave owners. Let me just play this clip because this will explain it to you right now. This has everything to do with we hate America. That's what these leftists.
Some of them don't even know what they hate. They just hate. They're just miserable people.
They hate America because they think that there's some utopia, a socialist program, just like Ocasio Cortez promises.
The educational system has taught them that there is such a thing.
What if
we haven't found it yet, but it's out there.
What if we just don't go back to work? Yeah. So this will prove this to you that this has nothing to do with slavery.
This is Democrat socialism is what we're going to try.
Right. This will prove it right here.
Take down George Washington's statue because he owned slaves.
Period. That'd
be awesome. Yeah, man. Fair.
So we'll sign that one. No problem.
And then I want to take down a statue of Muhammad, the founder of Islam, because he also owns some slaves.
Okay, I don't want to find this.
I don't want to sign that one.
But he also owns slaves, though.
Okay.
Oh, because he owns some slaves, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So I can't do. Okay. Only again, I'll do George Washington.
Oh, not the Muhammad one. Even though he owns slaves.
So I'm gonna hold off on that one.
I'm gonna hold off on that one.
Okay. Because he owns slaves, same as George Washington. Okay.
Take down the statue of Gandhi on 14.
You cool signing the Muhammad one also?
Yes. I'm good.
Okay. Any idea why people are signing this one, but not signing this one?
Two reasons.
Because he has no reasons, right? He has no reasons at all.
Because they've been programmed to think that they'll be called racist if they sign that one.
So this guy goes down the street. This guy's awesome. And he just basically asks people, would you sign this petition to take down the statue of
George Washington?
No problem. Well, how about Muhammad? Oh, no.
They both own slaves.
No. Oh, I see.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Mm. All right. You know, how many slaves did Frederick Douglass own? They tore his statue down, right? Right. I mean, this is so stupid.
The statue
right?
of Lincoln.
This is so dumb.
Lincoln freed the slaves.
Lincoln.
He lost his life.
He took a bullet to the head.
He took a bullet to the head.
Unreal.
In the name of freedom. And yeah, it's unreal.
This has nothing to do with statues, folks. And they're going to desecrate the 9/11 memorial. How low can you go?
Never underestimate
I hope to God that patriots come out in force.
At some point.
And put Trump back in office in a show of absolute
solidarity.
Solidarity.
We're going to get our country back, yeah.
If not, I'm telling you, this is it, folks. Yeah. This is it right here. If sleepy Joe Biden gets in, Joe Biden doesn't know which left foot is from his right foot.
And don't think, by the way, that they will not try to steal this election. We all know they will. We're all already seeing, you know, I'm getting reports of people getting, you know, 15 registration forms in the mail. That's where they're going. They know they need to do that. They're going to continue with the COVID scare as long as possible. I continue to say, look, if you're a conservative, find your backbone. Stop, right? This is what the Democrats want. They want to scare the daylights out of you so Sleepy Joe does not debate, you know, President Trump, right? Trump can't do any rallies. You know, no, they're going to try to shut all that down. The minute a Biden wins, COVID goes away. It's all of a sudden the sun comes up and everything's just fine. Trust me.
Yep, absolutely.
How are we doing with time here? We got to get to this polling car thing.
We have about 5 minutes in this segment, so we're good.
All right, can we switch gears?
Absolutely.
There?
Yep.
All right,
for sure.
So Mark polling cars this week and.
This week, just about every week,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
even know what to say.
Ignorance spews from his mouth on almost a daily basis.
Yeah, Mark, it doesn't get much dumber than this, Mark. And we've invited you on the show. If you want to call and in our office and come on and defend yourself, I really, at this point, I don't even know what else to say. Mark says this week he will not call Bills Stadium New Era Field because New Era Cap laid off one third of their workforce. Now, Mark, you have been a never opener. Mark, you have collapsed a huge chunk of our economy, right? The Galleria Mall may never be the same. In fact, the Galleria Mall may not survive. That may end up being a crack-infested warehouse at some point, right? So you never openers, Mark. You shut down the economy. And then you look, shame on you, you look at a company like New Era who has been here forever. Now, this is the same idiot who was protesting them a bunch of years ago because they had to downsize or something, or maybe they moved their Derby plant. They had to do that, right? Then this is what has to happen, by the way, Mark, to survive, right? Like if elected officials like yourself shut down an economy and they can't sell hats, they can't just pay everybody to sit around and do nothing, right? Obviously, if there was a demand for hats, they'd be bringing people back, but there's not. You know why, Mark? Because you shut down the economy and nobody can afford a hat right now.
Yep.
But he refuses to call the Bills Stadium New Era Field.
But they shut down the sports.
Shut down sports.
They shut down sports.
Yeah,
how do you think New Era makes their money?
Yeah,
they make the hats to the NFL, the baseball, my God.
Right, but could he be this stupid?
Yes,
could
he
literally be this dumb?
Yes, he is.
Mark, if you're doing it for political gains, just be honest with us. Call us up and say, look, I'm doing it for political gains. You know, most of the people that vote for me are mental midgets, and they don't understand how a business actually runs. But if you're this stupid, you shut down the economy, and then you can't figure out why a company needs to lay off part of their workforce to survive? Shame on you. So, and this is a company who stepped up for Erie County, who's been a bellwether here forever. They gave you, Mark, the county money for the naming rights, right? I mean, it just blows my mind that he could be this ignorant.
What's the over-under on how long it's named New Era Field? Because if Mark Poloncar starts a crusade to stop the why do you think they named the field
promotional?
Not going to get your name mentioned, if we're going to stop mentioning New Era Field, then guess what? Nobody's going to be the naming rights.
Right.
And guess what? You won't have that whatever.
Nobody's going to step up.
What's the cost of naming rights? Yeah. Millions of dollars?
You won't have the Buffalo Bills playing in Buffalo long term, right? Yeah. I mean, how ignorant are you? A county executive is now setting a precedent that if you lay off people, if you buy the naming rights to the field in the future, and just so you know, and the government officials say you're not allowed to open businesses and the economy goes down because of a severe recession, you're not allowed to lay anybody off. So what what's it? What I got to be honest with you. Financial Guys isn't going up there. I don't want to put up with that.
No.
Right? Why
no.
would I? Why would I say I'm going to spend millions and millions of dollars so I can have the Erie County executive who's never owned a business in his life criticize me for managing my firm?
But this is how liberals think. We want to be autonomous. We want to stay home and not work. Yeah. We want. What if we just don't go back to work? What if we hate businesses and then they go, oh, where's the money? Where's the tax revenue?
That's right.
Oh my God, we have no tax revenue.
Right. How could this be?
So they bash business, liberals, they just bash and bash and bash. And then at the end of the day, there's no money. There's no businesses left to pay the taxes. Yeah. And they go, oh my God,
believe this.
How does this happen? It's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
It's Trump. Let's look at the PPP, right? This new PPP program. Thank you to the Buffalo News, because it wasn't like they put it out to like, hey, here's these companies that took PPP loans. And fortunately, they were able to access the government money so they could survive. No. It was painted in a totally negative light.
Shame on them, right? Shame on them.
Here's all the Buffalo businesses that took paycheck protection money. How dare they?
Yeah.
Right?
How dare they? We forced them to shut down then offered this carrot. And when they took it, they do the same thing with tax breaks, right?
Yep.
Oh, you know what? We're going to tax you to death in this state. And the minute we're going to give you a tax break and you go grab it, we're going to shame you for it. It's a total joke.
It's ridiculous.
New Era, God bless you for staying in this town, because I have to tell you, if I was making hats and I had to put up with the ignorance of Mark Poloncarz standing out in front of my business a year or two ago, and now he's shaming me because we shut down the economy and I've got to lay off people to survive.
I don't know when that contract comes up for the naming rights, but I can assure you it likely will not be New Era Field again. Good job, Mark.
It might likely be nobody. Who's going to step up and go, hey, I'll take that abuse.
Here's my prediction.
Mark, who's never run a company his entire life, I'll take that abuse. Sign me up. Throw my name out there.
I'll give you one more prediction. New Era completely pulls out of Western New York and moves the rest of their operations to Tennessee within 5 years.
Yeah, or Florida. I think
market that.
Florida is their
Tennessee.
Operation.
No, Tennessee they went to.
They did?
Oh, yeah. They went
to Florida.
I think they moved a huge part of it to Nashville, as did AllianceBernstein. The New York lost $100 million in revenue in that move.
Yeah, it's going to get worse,
You're losing huge swaths. So did the billionaire that went to Miami. I mean, it's not like, you know, the mom and pop that retired are the only ones leaving. Major corporations folks are leaving, right? Yeah. That billionaire, I can't think of his name, in Miami, he left and took 50 of his employees down to Miami.
Oh, the hedge fund manager.
I can't think of his name now, but left New York City, right?
Yeah. Huge. Offered them all a line, said, look, if you want to come down here, I want you all down here, but I'm done with New York.
What will be left are those that rely upon the government, except there won't be anybody to fund the government because those productive business leaders and organizations and businesses will be gone.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a very short break, folks. We got one more segment to go here. Again, if you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Very short break. You've got the Financial Guys on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys last segment here. We didn't get to any phone calls today, so my apologies, folks. But I just really feel like we have so much to get to. We almost need a daily show, to be honest with you. But of course, we also have like 5 day jobs, you know, managing the Financial Guys and working with clients and doing TFG Academy.
We do a podcast, by the way. Release it on midweek around Wednesday, so Tuesday evening, right? Tuesday
the audio version comes out on Spotify, iTunes, and the Google Store, and all those places. And on Wednesday, the video version of the podcast comes out on YouTube.
Along with, by the way, Russ Thompson and Carl Palladino.
Yes.
And so there you can find their podcast on our network as well. So go to our website for more information. If you really like, you know, Carl and Russ fill in for us once in a while, and if you like more of them, you'll find them with our network. So,
and those that have been loyal followers for a long time, you know that the Financial Guys are really big on education and doing the best we can to impart a little bit of knowledge when it comes to different categories of financial planning and insurance. And so TFG Academy, of course, we can't see people in person, never really went away. We just went virtual. Fortunately, we were already set up for that. So check out our website again for the most up-to-date schedule at thefinancialguys.com, or you can just give us a call at the office at 833-FIN-GUYS. Coming up this week on July 13th, Social Security Optimization will be our session. And then on the 15th of July, just 2 days later, our Estate Planning 102 will be the topic. And Estate Planning 102 is all about protecting your assets from creditors, from a nursing home, from lawsuits, those types of things. So not going to want to miss that session. Of course, if you're close to retirement and you haven't yet made a decision on your Social Security, or you've made a decision on Social Security but you're still within the first year, it's vital that you would sit down and go to this session and educate yourself on the different options that are out there when it comes to optimizing your Social Security.
And getting your own money back when it comes to Social Security, right? I mean, you've put lots of money into the system, now try to get it back. So.
And then the last thing is Medicare Mondays are back. We are, if you're turning 65 and are unhappy with your Medicare plan, or just, you know, leaving the company and retiring and just want to shop it around, again, we represent just about every major carrier here in Western New York. So Medicare Mondays are starting back up. Virtual events, next couple coming up on July 13th and July 27th. Again, you can go to thefinancialguys.com to register.
Yeah, and Ryan Norton, by the way, saved a bunch of money to somebody this week. I know refinance dropped from 4.something% down to 2.3% to really lock in. And over the life of the loan, it was huge. So, and I know also Mike Sparazza, give him 14 minutes. Let him shop over 25 companies when it comes to your home and auto, right? Let him. The key is shopping the companies, folks. It's not walking into one old insurance company that's got one line. It's shopping and getting yourself the best rate. So use Mike Sparazza as a way to shop for you. I don't know if you caught this the other day. Biden says Trump doesn't know what it's like to be a single mom. And I found that really funny.
Seriously?
Like I'll give these Democrats a little bit of credit here. They have stones like I've never seen before, right? So I hear him say Trump doesn't know what it's like to be a single mom. I'm thinking, you know what, Joey? You know who does know what it's like to be a single mom? Your son's stripper friend, who he knocked up and then decided not to support, right? The child, right?
Right, exactly.
He decided. So it's funny to me that your family members, you know, and I look at the Trump kids and they all seem pretty well put together, right? As far as I know, they didn't knock anybody up and walk away from them. But guess whose family did do that, Joe?
Yeah.
Your family. And somebody does know what it's like to be a single mom.
Yes.
And it's your son was a sperm donor.
It's your daughter-in-law, potentially.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah,
this is amazing to me.
This is a standard.
And the mainstream media, what dirtbags, total dirtbags.
Yep,
I mean, how one person, just one, please, just one person say, wait a minute, didn't your son walk away from a baby? How did that, like,
right?
Like,
the paternity test shows that linked the DNA, so we know for certain, for certain,
the science, we followed the science,
and he's trying to claim that, well, it's not mine. Not only did the son knock up a stripper, but let's be honest, the son also slept with his dead brother's wife,
class act.
Everybody does that, right? That's class act, and then, of course, you know, there's the Ukraine thing, there's the China thing,
God, right? But it's amazing to me.
Again, this is how Nazi Germany happens. Propaganda with the media.
And the media.
When the whole media, shame on you folks in the media, when the entire media carries the water for the Democrat Party, you can't even call it media anymore.
No.
They're not even fake news anymore.
No, they are his campaign arm.
Unbelievable.
And that's all they are. I couldn't imagine that, though. I couldn't imagine talking about my competition not knowing what it's like to be a single mom when my son knocked up a stripper and walked away from this girl.
And is fighting it.
Not only walked away from it, fighting it. Yeah.
He's got millions and millions of dollars
from
the Ukraine.
And so does daddy, right? Why doesn't daddy step up and fund
neither
it?
Of them will give this poor woman a nickel.
This is Grandpa Joe, who's all loving and inclusive and really wants to support the poor and the middle class. Because all Trump cares about is the stock market, not people, right? But yet your grandson or daughter, I don't know,
is your grandson,
fighting as a family not to support this, really. But again, you got the mainstream media dirtbags that just can't even ask one question. Like, hey, Joe, that's the thought, right? I mean, just thinking about it, like, you know, I do know a single mom out there who happens to be, you know, pretty close to you.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap things up with some of the, you know, you talked, Mike, for a long time on the radio over the last bunch of years about, you know, kind of the four things that, you know, the markets need, to go ahead, right? One of those things was safety and security, right?
Yep.
And so now we're seeing, New York Post this week, shooting soar 200 and 5% after New York Police Department disbands the anti-crime unit. So
how did the New York City folks think
would happen when we disbanded the anti-crime unit? 200%, by the way. 100% would mean a double. So let me put this in even more terms. Homicides have tripled now in New York City over the last 1 year.
But when you think the incompetence couldn't get any worse, you look at De Blasio who's going, it's COVID related. Don't worry about it. It's a short-term blip. I mean, they just can't get it. They just can't get it.
Shocking rise in gunfire. 116 incidents from 34. Let's see. Yeah, and the shocking rise in gunfire to 116 from 38 between July 15th and July 2nd is a 205% increase.
Shootings up, by the way, in the city of Buffalo, Glenn, Chicago. Basically, every Democrat-run city who said they didn't need police officers and didn't want to support police officers.
Gunshots. Last year, gunshot injuries last year during this time were 47 in 2019. 47. Guess how many they were this year?
120, I'll say.
157. 157, folks. That is a threefold triple. It has tripled in just 1 year. What could be causing that? Donald Trump? No, wrong answer. Well, Not Donald Trump.
He's a huge part of the city. Oh, no, he moved. He changed his he's in Palm Beach.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Seriously? Yeah. Guess what? Guess who gets hurt the most of this?
Go play our video 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. We were talking about the suburbs will be safer than ever. You will see the death rates in the suburbs go down, right? The suburb is arming itself. I've signed a few different pistol, signed off on a witness for pistol permits for folks that I never thought would get them, right? Yep. I just, not that they were all Second Amendment people. They just weren't gun people. But now they're going, yep, I need to protect myself, right? Suburbs will be safer than ever. These Democrat-run cities will get unsafer, and we'll continue to see this stuff happen. We'll continue to see economic activity decline, as you were pointing out, right? It takes a safe community for economic activity to happen, right? There's a reason why the east side of Buffalo doesn't have any economic activity going on. And it's not because things are expensive, right? People don't go, hey, look, I don't want to put a restaurant down there because I can't afford the real estate. It's basically free. You can have it, right? It's just not safe.
Well, this is sad. I mean, this is one of the headlines of the front page of the New York Post. 17-year-old who just graduated high school, latest victim in a shocking rise in shootings. God is crying.
So sad.
Just so sad. This is a bright young man. His whole life ahead of him, gunned down senselessly because Mayor de Blasio wants to virtue signal that somehow he is with the black community, right? Mm. This 17-year-old, by the way, apparently, according to his picture on the front page, seems to be African-American, right? Oof. So this poor kid, his whole life in front of him now, a recent graduate of high school, which is only one of half because the other half don't even graduate. So this kid had a bright future, gunned down, right? So tell me again that Black Lives Matter, Poland Cars. Tell me again de Blasio, that Black Lives Matter. Tell me again, Governor Cuomo, that Black Lives Matter, because everything that you're doing is causing more black deaths is what it's doing.
Yep.
The 200% increase, a threefold increase. Shootings in New York City have tripled. Shootings in Chicago have doubled. There was a six-year-old murdered sitting on their father's lap. Yeah. There was a one-year-old murdered in Chicago, sadly. There was a young lady in Atlanta who sadly drove into the wrong autonomous zone and was gunned down by fellow Black Lives Matters. She was black. This is tragic. What are you liberals doing? Take your heads out of your behind for once and look at what you're doing. You're destroying the inner cities. And those of you living in the inner cities, look at what they're doing to you. Yeah. I'm not doing that, right? Mike and I are trying to support the Boys and Girls Club.
That's right.
We're donating money to these things. Yeah. A guy like a Poland Cars or a Carl Palladino is volunteering his time to make the school districts better.
You've got Poland
Cars. What are you doing to make
it better? You've got Poland Cars sending in officials to see if the Boys and Girls Club have the appropriate amount of masks, and if they don't, we're going to fine them.
Unreal.
Right?
All right, that's going to do it for us. We got about the 30 seconds left. So in the last 30 seconds, let me say this. We gave away a lot of masks. We said the first 10. We got almost 100 responses. We're going to honor almost all of the 100. We're going to do the best we can.
We're trying to do our best, more, by the way. We started sending them out, right, Coach?
Yeah. We did.
Yep.
If you need us throughout the week, folks, we'll do another giveaway maybe next week. But go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Don't forget about all the academies. And, of course, you can always call us at the office and use us as a resource, 833-FIN-GUYS. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle with the Financial Guys. We'll see you next week right here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.